So welcome to FAW Radio. I'm here after Norway undeservedly perhaps defeated Wales at the Newport Stadium, and I'm talking to Jess Fishlock. Jess, after a defeat like that, it's got to be tough to take.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think we played very well for 60 odd minutes and, you know, probably should have been in front, and, you know, I think that's the hardest thing to take. But, you know that Norway are a world-class side and they just need half chances, and, you know, that's the way that it goes, and we've just got to learn to score goals when we're on top of teams like Norway for the amount of time that we were today.
And what positives do you take from the performance? Because there was a lot of energy in the first half. The counter-attacking was really good. You controlled the game.
See if you can fit in the goals, sorry. I think that there's a lot, like you say, you know, we controlled the game for a long period of time today, and that's something that we have to take as a positive, you know. And we will. We'll just keep working, and hopefully, you know, for the next couple of games and next campaign, there's loads of positives to take.
And the first half performance, how difficult is it to do that against a team like that?
It is very difficult, you know, but our managers and Jane and our staff put loads of preparations together, and tactically we're spot on today, and we had to put into practice and put it into the game, and I believe that we did that very well, and that's something that we have to take on board and take on board really, really well, and do that moving forward. You know, we have to believe in ourselves and trust our management, and I believe that we did that and we showed that today, and then we just have to get the next step, which is scoring some goals.
So what do you put the sort of the second half down to? Is it just bad luck that they scored when they did, straight after Kayleigh obviously missed a great chance?
Yeah, you know, I think you say you go bad luck or you go experience, you know. Hedeberg scores two goals against us. She's just won the treble with Lyon, and she's playing in Champions League, and that's what she does, you know. And for us,
thank you.
You know, you can turn around and say experience in a year's, 2 year times for Kayleigh is she scores that, you know, when we take our chances. And, you know, I firmly believe that that's all that it is. You know, we're still a pretty young team, and there was some new caps today and first caps, and, you know, when we start to get our squad more experienced, I believe that we take points from these games.
Yeah. And what do you take into the rest of the campaign now? Because obviously
we just build, you know, just try and take maximum points. Build, take as many points as we can. Obviously it's over and done with now, but that doesn't mean that we can't finish strong and take a bit of momentum moving forward.
And just finally, a word on Tash Harding, 50 caps today.
Yeah.
What kind of an achievement is that?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we're a very young team with not an awful lot of us with a lot of caps right now, and the more we can get our players achieving milestones like that, the more they're moving forward. Like I said, we win these games. We don't just last 60, 70 minutes. We last 80, 90 minutes, and we get points out of it, you know. So congratulations to Tash, and I hope there's many more to come.
Thanks, Jess.